So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah lists four categories of women whose eligibility to their husbands and the Yavam vary in four different ways. The first category, Yesh Mutaris Labalehen, Vasuris Livaman. There are women who are permitted to their husbands, but forbidden to his brother, the Yavam. The Mishnah gives four examples. Kohen Hedyut Shenasa Salmona, V'yesh Le'ach Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Hedyut who married a Almona, a widow, which is Mutter, but his brother, the Yavam, was a Kohen Gadol, to whom she's Aser. Chalal Shenasa G'shera, V'yesh Le'ach Kasher. A Kohen Chalal married a G'shera. Although this marriage is Mutter, she becomes a Chalala. Therefore, she's Aser to his brother, the Yavam, who is a Kohen Kasher. Yisrael Shenasa Bas Yisrael, V'yesh Le'ach Mamzer. Yisrael who married a Bas Yisrael, clearly Mutter, but his brother the Yavim is a Mamzer, clearly Aser. Mamzer Shenasa Mamzeres V'yesh Le'ach Yisrael. A Mamzer married a Mamzeres, Mutter, but his brother the Yavim is a Yisrael Kasher, therefore Aser. In all these instances, Mutaris Lebalein V'asuris Levman. She's permitted to her husband, but she's forbidden to the Yavim. The second category, Mutaris Livmehen V'asuris Lebalein. There are women who are permitted to the Yavim, but forbidden to their husbands. The Mishnah gives four examples. Kohen Gadol shekidish es almana v'yesh le'ach. Kohen Gadol gave kedushin to an almana, which is aser. However, she did not become a chalala because there was only kedushin. Therefore, she is mutter to his brother, the Yavam, who is a kohen hedyut. Kohen hedyut kasher shenas chalala v'yesh le'ach chalal. A kohen hedyut kasher married a chalala, obviously aser, and his brother, the Yavam, is a kohen chalal who is mutter b'chalala. Yisrael shenas mamzeres v'yesh le'ach mamzer. Yisrael married a mamzeres, certainly aser, and his brother the Yavam is a mamzer to whom she's mutter. Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael v'yesh le'ach Yisrael. A mamzer married a bas Yisrael which is aser, and his brother the Yavam is a Yisrael to whom she's mutter. In all these instances, teres levimayin v'asuris lebalein. She's permitted to the Yavam but forbidden to her husband. The third category, mitaris le'elu le'elu. There are women who are permitted to both their husbands and the Yavam. The Mishnah does not give examples. This is a standard case of Yibum with no issues. The fourth category, Vasuris La'elu La'elu. There are women who are disqualified to both their husbands and the Yavam. The Mishnah gives four examples. Kohen Gadol Shenasa Salmano V'yesh Le'ach Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol married Almana, which is Aser, and his brother, the Yavam, is also Kohen Gadol, also Aser. Kohen Hedyut Shenasa Chalala V'yesh Le'ach Kasher. A Kohen Hedyut Kasher married a Chalala, obviously Aser, and his brother, the Yavim, is also a Kohen Hedyut Kasher, also Aser. Yisrael Shenasa Mamzeres V'yesh Le'ach Yisrael. Yisrael married a Mamzeres, which is Aser, and his brother, the Yavim, is also a Yisrael, also Aser. Mamzer Shenasa Bas Yisrael V'yesh Le'ach Mamzer. A Mamzer married a Bas Yisrael, which is Aser, and his brother, the Yavim, is also a Mamzer, also Aser. In all these instances, Asuris La'elu La'elu, she's disqualified to both her husband and the Yavam. Bishar Kol Nashim Mutaris L'Balein L'Man. As mentioned earlier, most women are permitted to both their husband and the Yavam. The Gemara points out that other psulim such as Mitzri Sheni or Petsua Daka could have been illustrated in the four categories of the Mishnah. However, Tana V'Shayer, not all relevant instances were listed. The Gemara continues, Amar Yehuda Merav, Lehuzaru Kesheris Linasi Lipsulim. The prohibition of marrying Psulim applies only to a Kohen Kasher, but does not apply to a Kohanis Kesherah. The Gemara asks from a Braisa. The Pasuk states, Isha Zayna V'chalala Lo'yikachu, V'isha Grusha Mi'isha Lo'yikachu. Why are the words Lo'yikachu repeated? Melamed, She'isha Muzharis Al Yidei Ha'ish, to teach that women are included in the prohibition of the men. Apparently, Huzur Kesheris Linas Libsulin, a Kohanis is also prohibited to marry a Pasul. Rava answers, Kolhecha duhu muzur, hi muzharis. The Pasuk only establishes that the lav of the Kohen Kasher also applies to the Psula, the illegitimate woman. For example, if a Kohen Kasher married a Grusha, they have both transgressed the lav. Kolhecha duhu lai muzur, hi lai mizdara. However, where there is no lav for the man, there is likewise no lav for the woman. For example, a Kohen Chalal may marry a Kohanis Kshera, because since there is no law for the Chalal, there is likewise no law for the Bas Kohen. The Gemara asks, V'hamid Rav Yehuda Merav Nafka, the halacha of Kolhecha Duhu Muzur Hi Muzharis is already derived from the Pasuk Ish Ay Isha, Ki Yasu Mikol Chatoy Sa'adam, V'Gaymer, V'Ashma Nefesh Ahu, a man or woman who committed a sin, is liable for punishment. This teaches that a woman is equivalent to a man regarding all lavan, all negative commandments that are punishable. So we see that hu muzur v'hi muzharis. Why do we need the second lo yikachu? The Gemara answers that we might say that the pasuk of isha isha only refers to a lav hashava b'koil, and this or that is applicable to everyone, but it does not refer to lav she'ein shava b'koil. For example, the prohibitions of the kahanim, which do not apply to a Yisrael. Therefore, we need the pasuk of lo yikachu to teach that even with a lav she'ein shava b'koil, we say kol haicha dehu muzur hi muzharis. The Gemara asks from the pasuk emer al kahanim b'nei Aaron v'marta aleihem. Lenefesh leitama ba'amav informed the Kahanim, the sons of Aaron, that they are prohibited to be metama lemes. The added words b'nei Aaron teach, b'nei Aaron v'le b'nois Aaron. The Isra of metama lemes applies only to a kohen, not to a kahanis. And based on what would we otherwise think that it does apply to kahanis? Apparently, the pasuk Isha Isha also refers to lav she'en shav b'kel, such as the Isra of metama lemes. The Gemara answers loy. The Gemrinim lo yikachu. Since lo yikachu teaches that the Isra of psula l'kayin applies to an isha, even though it's a lav she'en shav b'kayil, we would think that the Isra of metama lemes also applies to an isha. Therefore, we need b'nei Aaron to teach that a bas kayin is exempt from the Isra. Ikeda damri. The Gemara gives another answer to the original question. The pasuk isha isha indeed refers even to lav she'en shav b'kayil. And the reason we need lo yikachu is because sokadat chamina ligamer mituma. We might think that since b'nei Aaron v'loy b'nois Aaron teaches that the Isra of metama lemes does not apply to an isha, the Isra of psula kain also does not apply to an isha. Therefore, kicha itzrucholei, we need lo yikachu to teach that it does apply to the isha, and metama lemes is an exception to this halacha. This discussion continues in the next daf.